Hello everyone, my name is Nat and I am the co-host of Anime Manga with Nat and Ryan. We are the first anime and manga podcast in Kenya and we primarily talk about shonen manga. Though with time we're going to start talking about other genres as well. Please feel free to listen to us. We're available on Spotify. We are available on Wazoo by Semabox and we're also available on AfriPods. You are listening to Into the Podverse.
Ever wondered why some podcasts that start off great eventually get left behind? Well, in today's episode, we're looking at the biggest turnoffs that cause listeners to hit unsubscribe. And more importantly, how indie podcasters can avoid making the same mistakes. Stick around to find out how to keep your audience hooked and coming back for more. In the Podverse, when stakes are high, you need someone who gets it. Someone who knows how to turn your rough cuts into smooth, flawless episodes. You come to me when you need your podcast done right. No errors, no rush. Just a clean audio that speaks for itself. Don't trust your show with just anyone. Tonido handles your edits like a work of art. Perfect cuts, perfect sounds. I make it right. But remember, I don't do this for just anyone. And your podcast needs a master's touch? Find Tonido. The links are in the show notes.
This is Into the Podverse, the Indie African edition. Here's your host, Tonido.
Let's start with the first issue, inside jokes and exclusive references. Some listeners often feel left out when hosts begin episodes with jokes or stories that only their longtime fans understand. Building a community is great, but remember that every episode is also a chance to welcome new listeners. And here's how to fix this. Start each show with a quick intro and a simple recap if needed. Set the stage for both your loyal fans and new listeners alike. Condescending tones can also drive listeners away. When hosts speak down to their audiences, it creates a barrier that's tough to overcome. But the solution is to treat your listeners as equals. Think of them like friends across the table. Keep things friendly and approachable. And then chemistry. If there's no connection between hosts, that's if you and a co-host are doing a show together, or even with your audience if you're a solo performer, it will show. Listeners often sense, they sense awkwardness. But to solve this, spend some time together off mic, build that rapport, and let your natural conversations flow. You could have the best content in the world, but if your voice stays flat, listeners will zone out. So mix up your pitch, pace, and volume to keep things lively and let your passion shine through. Of course, audio quality matters more than ever. Bad sound can be an instant deal breaker. So invest in a decent mic and don't skimp on soundproofing and editing. You're lucky, there's some useful AI tools now. So make sure your audio is crisp, clean, and ready for prime time. And don't forget, dominating the conversation does not help either. So if you're talking over your co-host or guest, listeners get frustrated. Learn to balance the dialogue and practice active listening so everyone's voice gets heard. And here's a big one. In a world where content spreads fast, getting your facts right is essential. So always fact check before you hit record, and if you slip up, own it and correct yourself. Finally, trim those long-winded intros and small talk. Personal touches are great, but dragging out the beginning of your show can lose listeners before you even get started. Keep your intro tight and jump into the heart of the episode. Hopefully, by avoiding these pitfalls, you can create a podcast that keeps your audience coming back, eager to hear what's next.
That's a wrap for today's episode of the Indie African Podcaster Edition with Tonido. Keep pushing the boundaries of your podcasting journey and watch your audience grow. Subscribe and listen on AfriPods, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts. Catch you next time for more strategies and success stories.